The band leader Uhura Moon had a musical vision. He imagined mashing up hip-hop with Afro-Cuban rhythms and chants, and so he started a band that brought that idea to life and called it Ife. Alt-Latino host Felix Contreras says their album is one of his favorites this year, so he explored the band's musical DNA.
To understand exactly what Ife did on their album Eji Ogbe, I need to give a quick lesson on Afro-Cuban rhythms. The most important thing to remember is that the beats are interlocking. The rhythmic patterns complement one another, meaning one could not exist without its accompanying partner. Now, with that basic principle in mind, let's meet band leader Uhura Moon. Moon was a hip-hop DJ in Texas when he moved to Puerto Rico in 2012. That's when the culture there sparked a discovery that a reliance on technology had removed the very human element of chance and improvisation.
I've seen so many MCs improvise over beats, right? But I've never heard the beat improvise over a singer. And I wanted to figure out how to make it breathe in the same way a jazz combo could breathe.
Uhura Moon and his bandmates fixed that by inserting electronic triggers just under the drum heads of their traditional congas and bata drums, so the vibrations didn't produce a natural drum sound like this, but instead triggered an electronic sound programmed by the band. The result is a reimagining of tradition, with a jazz sensibility for improvisation and a DJ's ears for beats. And the beauty is in the details. For example, the track House of Love. The underlying groove is based on a rhythmic pattern that is used in Afro-Cuban rumba, and it's fused with the resonating echo of Jamaican dancehall. Uhura Moon explains in a way that only a musician can.
And I'm giving that, which is a four, you know, but it sort of disguises not a clap, but it's there, you know.
What he means is the clap happens on the fourth beat, but the echo makes it shimmer and ripple into the next beat. The other major factor in traditional Afro-Cuban rhythmic music is the vocals. The band treats them with electronic effects that makes the ancient sound futuristic. This track is called Preludio, or Prelude, and it's a prayer in the form of a chant.
And the prayer in traditional Yuba, the very end of it is Eyashim Laumam Jawa Ifakululaye. And so I took that end of that prayer and just sort of looped it and tried to make a mantra that would sort of take you somewhere with the invocation of that prayer.
Messing with tradition is tricky. Some take offense while others consider it with much more enthusiasm. For Uhura Moon and Ife, respect is at the foundation of everything they do musically. They're careful to honor the spiritual origins of their music while celebrating the musical possibilities inherent in ageless chants and rhythms. I was so impressed by their take on tradition that my only regret is that I'll only get to be amazed by hearing it for the first time just once.
Felix Contreras is host of NPR Music's Alt Latino. He joins us from time to time to explain the musical DNA of some of the music on that podcast.